It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. You may be wondering why you're hearing my voice first instead of Dakota's. That's because Dakota's in Florida and is too busy on the beach, apparently, to be with us on the Cut Forecast. But it's okay, I'm here, it's Gemma. It's not a monologue, don't worry. I am joined by our favorite, who's never here, Matt. Matt's here.
I'm here. I'm back. Yeah, Dakota's on the beach with a drink in his hand.
Matt was just on the beach.
Just, you know, so not working.
Everyone's at the beach.
I'm back, but I'm going back tomorrow. So.
Yeah, he's here in New York for
one day. Flew in to do a podcast, and then I'm heading back.
We appreciate it. Check the cup for a blimp. Also, we have our Brooklyn correspondent on the line, Ben. Ben,
hello.
How's it going?
I'm well.
He's also, you? He doesn't didn't feel like coming in. He went to Brooklyn, just called in to chat. So we're excited to have him, too. How's it going, Ben? How's Brooklyn?
It's warm. There's a lot of kids around.
It's nice. Are you making friends?
No. Fine.
No stickball?
Just staying inside, staring out the window.
Windows closed, curtains drawn. Well, I'm glad that you guys have such great lives and plans for the rest of the week. We're going to start things off as usual, though. Just because Dakota's not here doesn't mean there is no pop quiz. There is a pop quiz. So I hope you guys have fun. I had fun making this. Today on the website, we had a little story about how someone named their dog after Anthony Rizzo. Very cute dog. Anthony Rizzo approved as a dog name. So I thought today we would do a quiz about MLB players and their pets.
Yes, I like it.
So what I'm going to do is tell you the MLB player, and you're going to tell me the name of their pet.
Oof.
Okay?
Okay.
And you guys will just switch back and forth. Whoever gets the most right will win and get to tweet last.
Great.
Who wants to go first? You guys have a feeling about that?
Ben?
Matt, you go first.
Okay.
Okay, great. That's fine. No, don't worry. The first one is so easy.
Oh, good.
David Price's dog.
Astro.
Great.
Yes.
Ben, Matt Latos's cat.
I have no idea.
No?
I think I know.
What do you think it is?
Is it cat?
Yes, it is Cat Latos. Okay, Matt, back to you. Chris Colabello's dog.
Spike?
Ben, do you have a guess?
It's Champion?
No, it's not.
It's something like Champion, though, right?
Yeah, it's close.
Is it Champ?
It starts with a C. It's a term that you would use if somebody came up big.
A clutch.
Yeah.
Oh, clutch. Oh, yeah.
Clutch the Frenchie. You both got that wrong. Both terrible. Ben, it's your turn, right?
Yes.
Matt Duffy's cat. Giant cat.
Is it Cat Duffy?
No, that was a good use of logic.
Great guess. Yeah.
That was a really good use of logic. Do you have a guess, Matt?
I can see it. I know it's really fat, but it's not Fat Duffy, is it?
It's not Fat Duffy.
I don't know what it is.
Skeeter. Its name is Skeeter.
Ah, Skeeter. That's a good cat name.
Okay, it's going to get a little bit weirder. Matt.
Yes.
For you. Josh Callmenter's hamster.
Oh, I was just looking at this the other day.
Why would you not be?
I don't know why. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Ben, you have a guess?
Oh, I know this. I wrote this up. it's something, it's like a pitching thing.
It is. It is a pitching thing.
Is it like slider?
Did you just Google it?
Yeah, that was long.
Sigh for a really long time to make up for the fact.
So we didn't hear you typing at your computer?
Okay, it is slider. That is correct. So I will give it to you. This next one is for you. I hope you get it. Trevor May's cat.
Wait, it's for me?
Yes. Because you stole from Matt. That doesn't count. Matt just got that wrong.
Yeah. Trevor May's cat is named...
You also wrote this post, right, about how he dedicated an entire part of his website to this cat?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know he had pictures of the cat. Do I remember the cat's name?
This is a hard one.
Can I get the first letter?
No, it's only two letters. That gave you a hint.
Oh, is it is it TC? No.
It's close, but that's not it.
It's something cat. It's It's short for something cat. That's all I know.
It is. It is. Matt, do you have a guess?
I do not know. TJ?
No, it is something. It's LC for lost cat.
Oh.
You guys have failed Trevor May.
I didn't read that post. I usually don't read Ben's post.
I just want you to know that the staff of Cut 4 has let you down. Oh, since you both did an equally bad job,
both
got one right of each. I'm going to give you the tiebreaker.
Oh, boy.
And whoever answers it first will win.
Wow.
Okay?
Jeopardy.
Yes, sort of. Not really. All right. Deanna Navarro's micro pig.
Oh, micro pig. Do you know, Ben? Are you Googling right now?
I do not.
Are you Googling?
Did you both lose?
I read this.
Oh, my God.
Micropig.
It's a synonym for, like brash.
Porky.
And outspoken.
I don't know.
You're both.
Rude.
You're both. The pig is named Sassy, okay?
Oh, Sassy.
And he's
going to
treat
right.
it like a princess.
Oh, God.
You both did an equally bad job. However, Matt did get more right. Answering some of Ben's, I think. So, Ben, you're going to tweet first.
That's fine.
Good luck, Ben.
All right, moving on. Moving on to our first topic of the podcast. Mark Anthony met Carlos Correa at Astros spring training and told him he was going to write him a walk-up song just for him, which is pretty cool. Mark Anthony, pretty big star, writing a song. So my question to you guys is, if anyone could write your walk-up song, who would it be? Matt, why don't you go first?
I like the choice of Mark Anthony. I think he's, very, he's a good singer. He's he brings a lot of fire to the table, to the microphone. but I think I would go with something like a rock rap anthem type thing.
Are you about to say some Limp Bizkit sort of thing?
I actually have Limp Bizkit written on my paper. I don't know if it would be specifically Limp Bizkit, but there's that Limp Bizkit Method Man song.
Okay. All right.
See, the Method Man or Redman, and there's a song in Together Now from like the late 90s, I think, or early 2000s, and it's just a great song, you know, it pumps me up. So I actually listen to it almost every day, every morning.
When you're like getting ready?
When I'm just getting changed. Like
when
I'm
you
just,
walk into office, do
yeah,
you play
I'm just,
it?
Yeah, I'm just playing it and I'm walking through, and I think it would just pump me up, pump the crowd up. It's just, you know, one of those, it's like a Cypress Hill type thing.
Yeah.
Like a rock rap mashup. And just, people like rock, people like rap, bring them together, and you have my
most
walk-up
of the time.
Song.
Yeah, okay. What's it called? What would you call it?
I would call it Mono is Coming. Mono's Coming.
That's really
like
ominous.
Omar's coming,
Yeah.
Mono's Coming.
I get it. However, I think there's too many alternate meanings. Like, is everyone getting sick? Like, I don't know.
That's true. The mono part might throw people off. Well, for the pitcher, it's
so you're a relief pitcher in this scenario.
Yeah. Or okay. I'm a hitter and Mono's Coming. Like, it's coming for you.
I like it. Sample the whistle. It'll be great.
Right. There'll be a big gong at the beginning of the song and then the song comes on and I strut up to the plate.
I'm into it.
Hit a home run.
Limp Bizkit. Hit us
Limp
up.
Bizkit. Limp Bizkit. Yeah. Fred Durst, if you're out there. If you're listening.
He is probably.
Probably. Yeah, he's got nothing else.
So, Ben, what about you? What's your song?
I want to say Taylor Swift.
Oh.
You would want to have her specifically write you a song.
I'm not going to.
So would you have to, like, be friends and have, like, a friend breakup? Like, how is that going to work?
I'll let her do that. I have faith in Taylor Swift's songwriting. I think Speak Now, she wrote all of that.
Mm-hmm.
She can write me any song she wants. I will do that. But, however, I think there's a better choice. And I think, in my walk-up song, I want to make all of the other Major League Baseball players jealous. So I'm going to have Drake write my
name.
I saw
that coming.
Because everybody wants Drake to write their walk-up song. Everyone already uses Drake's song.
It's so true.
Drake's going to... I'll have Drake write my walk-up song.
What would it be called? 10 Bens?
That would be great. Ben, hold on, we're going home.
That's great. That would be
really
good.
Yeah, because you're going to hit a home run, so you're going.
Yeah, you're going home.
Nice, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a good choice.
I love Drake. What are you going to use? Who are you going to have write you?
Well, you know what I thought was so nice about the Carlos Correa, Mark Anthony thing is that he really admired Mark Anthony and had like grown up listening to him, and he felt like he really represented him as a person and like as, you know, so I thought I should pick someone from my hometown, someone who I grew up listening to, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Obviously, I do nothing but talk about Detroit and Detroit music on this podcast. So Eminem was an option, but then I realized Eminem would never write me a walk-up song. Like, it would just be scary and frightening. I wouldn't want that experience. I thought Jack White. Jack White, like, White Stripes music is pretty popular in sports.
He's a baseball fan.
He likes baseball a lot, so that could be fun. But ultimately, I decided, since if I could pick any current existing walk-up song, I would probably pick a Nicki Minaj song. I would maybe want Angel Hayes to write me a walk-up song.
Oh. Because
it would be really intense, it could be lyrically specific to me, and it would represent Detroit, which are all things that I would appreciate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's good. What would it be called? What's the title?
It would be, the thing with my name is it doesn't really rhyme with anything other than dilemma. So I think it would have to be called Gemma's Dilemma. And it could be, I could be the problem. And it would, for, you know, opposing players. It would be scary.
Right.
Yeah.
The dilemma's coming up.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, no. Yes. What do I do?
It's so hard for hitters to solve me.
Fastball, curveball, changeup.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Quite the dilemma.
The lamest nickname possible. Oh, man. Okay. Well, moving on from how lame I am, we're going to talk about Munenori Kawasaki and how he brought presents to Cub spring training. New Cub brought gifts. He brought headbands, and he also brought the gift of karaoke. He sang Aerosmith's Don't Want to Miss a Thing, and everyone joined in. It was very nice, and they wore his headbands all day. So my question to you guys is, what gift would you bring your favorite team for spring training, Ben?
I'm bringing the Twins. I'm going to the Twins spring training. I like the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, so this off season, they got, you know, they were all live tweeting and watching The Bachelor.
Yes.
Yes.
So I am going to bring them The Bachelor.
Wow.
Just all of them or just one of The Bachelors?
Just that guy, the current guy. That
His name is
watching.
Ben, like you.
His name is Ben, yes. So I'm sure he'd be willing to do it for another Ben. And I'm just going to bring him to the team and then they can, you know, live tweet with him.
And they'd watch The Bachelor together with Ben. They'd watch it with him. Wow.
And they could film an episode, and they could then live tweet their own episode. It would be great.
That would be fun.
They would like that.
Would you bring them each like a rose or something?
I think I would. Yeah, I would let The Bachelor bring roses, and then you know maybe that's
pick his favorite player.
Yeah. That would be really cute.
I think Phil Hughes might top the list.
I think he would probably. He's the strong candidate.
Is he the biggest Bachelor fan among Twins?
Yeah, I think the Twins live tweeted it from Phil Hughes' house. I think he orchestrated.
He had a bachelor party. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. A bachelor party. Boo. Okay.
Yes.
Matt, what would you bring to the Mets, I assume?
To the Mets, I would go to any stadium. I don't, you know, anybody who wants me to come. I was thinking I would bring spring training's like a, you know, a party, you know, it's hot, it's weather, it's, you know, nice outside. Everyone has baseball bats, so I would bring pinatas full of candy and just hang them up all over the stadium, like
this is a really good
in the
idea.
Clubhouse, in the dugouts, on the foul poles, in the, you know, anywhere outside the stadium. And, you know, everyone's got bats, just, you know, run around and hit them and free candy for everyone.
That's so fun.
Isn't that a good? Isn't that good? Because there's already bats there, so it makes sense to have pinatas.
Like, if you have the pinatas sort of out where someone might hit them, that you can try to hit a ball at it, and then it's like, oh, great, I'm sitting under the pinata, free candy for you.
Right. This is great. Yeah, it's win-win.
This is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, so I was thinking that just because, you know, it's that festive atmosphere. It's fun. I don't know what candy I would put inside of it. Maybe, like, I don't know, bazooka gum or something.
That's the worst candy. What's the best candy?
Just sunflower seeds full of some, just all spray out.
That would be good too. Double bubble and sunflower seeds.
Yeah,
the catchphrase of the cup forecast.
Yeah, exactly.
Sprayed everywhere.
Yeah.
I like that. I, again, have super lame answers that reflect how much of a nerd I am. So I've been thinking about Florida a lot because I wish I was going to spring training. I'm not. Matt's going tomorrow. It's going to be great. Tigers do spring training down there. And I really want to go to Harry Potter World, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I don't think that the Tigers are necessarily big Harry Potter fans, but everyone likes Harry Potter. It's universal, right? So we could all go together, and then everyone could get wands. You know, a bat is kind of like your wand. You just get Harry Potter souvenir wands. It would be really cool. It's a terrible answer, but my other options were friendship bracelets and personalized book recommendations, which are way worse. So I was like, I have to pick the least bad of my bad options.
I like the wands. I like that. So you'd get them from Harry Potter World and then bring them over to Lakeland.
And bring them to spring training. Yeah, and they could cast spells on each other.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah, you could you could get chocolate frogs from Harry Potter World.
You know, scarves, Quidditch kits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Butterbeer.
All that stuff.
All that stuff. Yeah.
It'd be so great.
That would be fun.
Yes. Yeah. Matt, I hope you go while you're down there.
I will. I'll try to do that.
I might. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I went to the first one. I haven't been to the expansion.
I'm so jealous. I want to go so much.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if I can get my hand on some wands.
Yes. Can you bring back 40 wands? Just give 40 wands to all the Tigers for me. That would be great.
Through security,
And don't explain who they're from or anything. Just, like, leave them there and then run. Can you do that?
I will.
Okay, great. Speaking of trust, which that would require a great deal of, Josh Colmenter recently took a shift to IHOP. Flipping pancakes, talking about his life, you know.
Mm. He's a very good pancake flipper.
He actually saw the
gif of it in the video. He's very good.
Check it out on the website. He's actually pretty decent at flipping pancakes.
Yeah.
Surprising, amazing. Yeah. So what I want to know is, who else in Major League Baseball do you think can cook? Who would you trust to cook you a meal that you would have to eat all of? You'd have to eat it. No, like, hiding it under the napkin or putting it in the plant. You'd have to eat the meal. Matt.
Do people put food in the plant?
Have you ever watched a sitcom in your life? Like, that's a total sitcom device.
There's like a plant next to you.
Yes, this food is so good, and then you scrape it in the plant. Yes.
Have you done that in real life?
No, I've never done that in real life.
Ben, have you done that? Have you scraped food into the plant?
Yeah, I've done that.
Have you really?
Have you really?
I've done that once, yes.
Wow.
I've definitely done the, this is so good, and put it in the napkin.
I've done the napkin thing, definitely. Yeah.
But no napkin thing in this situation. You can't do that.
No napkin. You have to eat everything.
You have to eat everything. So who would you trust, Matt, to make you a meal?
I mean, I like, Adam Jones is definitely knows his food. You can tell from his Instagram and Twitter. But I was thinking I would probably go with Daniel Norris.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Because he's, you know, out on his own, in his van. He's always, you know, away from a real kitchen, you know, most of the year.
Yeah.
And he finds a way to cook for himself. You know, he has, like, you know, the camper stove that he uses, and it's probably not much that he cooks, you know, it's probably like soup or something. But he, imagine if he had a real kitchen, you know, he's got these survival skills of making food out in this little, you know, stove in the wilderness. I'm sure he can, you know, put together a pretty good meal if he has the right tools.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be one of the main guys that I'd get a meal from.
That's a really good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does Instagram that a lot. He's by the ocean eating his meal.
Right.
It seems nice.
Right. It seems nice. Yeah. The waves in the background, the surf.
Rustic.
He could probably catch a lot of fish and knows how to clean the fish and knows all that stuff.
This is a whole thing now.
I know.
You're going to go camping together.
I'm going to hang out with Daniel Norris. Yeah. I'm going out with him. Yeah.
Talk about it.
Camping.
Yeah. Yeah. Read on the road together. Great.
Yeah.
Ben, what about you?
Diet.
The camping diet? What?
The camping diet?
Well, no, it's Mark Zuckerberg did it a while ago.
What?
But it's, you only eat what you catch.
Paleo.
Is that paleo? I mean, I thought paleo was...
Is it like what you actually catch? Like Mark Zuckerberg was out hunting his own food?
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I mean, it would
like
be
in the woods?
Gold hunting. But
Zuckerberg
yeah.
wasn't doing that. No way. He did that?
Do you like catch a chicken? I'm so interested in this. We have to look this up.
I'm pretty sure that was the whole deal, is that...
Really?
He was only eating food he caught himself, yeah.
How long did he do that
That's
for?
Like a diet or a preparation for the apocalypse?
Yeah, like what?
A little of both, maybe.
Okay.
And maybe Daniel Norris does that.
He might.
You should ask him.
I'll ask him, yeah. When I'm out with him, I'll
give him the wand.
Yeah, when I present him with the wand, I'm like, you're coming with me. We're going camping.
Totally normal.
Just take him away from spring
training. Not creepy. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll see if I can do that.
So, Ben, who's cooking you a meal?
Okay, so, I mean, cooking might not be necessarily involved with this, but there's food preparation, definitely. So, like the famous Joey Tribbiani, my favorite food is sandwiches.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so I want someone who is really good at making sandwiches. And there are two sort of moments that stick out to me, is that Joe Madden is very good at making sandwiches. I think a couple years ago when he was still with the Rays, he made sandwiches for the entire team.
Yeah, I remember that.
Nice. Yeah, I remember that.
And they looked delicious. And he could make me, you know, I would eat all those sandwiches. He could just make sandwiches for the team and then bring them to me, and I would just eat them for a year. And it would be great. And then also, I think it was either earlier this offseason or last year, the Tigers actually held a sandwich-making competition.
They did,
yes. I remember that.
I think it was at their fan festival this year or last year.
Yeah.
And Victor Martinez won that.
Mm-hmm.
He made, I forget what, it was a sub, and he had all the, you know, the right fixings on it. And so he's an award-winning sandwich maker. I would like him to make me a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich? Just leave it up to him?
Yeah, chef's choice. I'll eat any sandwich. I'm particular.
Would it have to be something that Mark Zuckerberg hunted in the sandwich?
Right. If Joe Madden can go out, hunt me down some bologna, I would eat that. I would eat that bologna.
Just a wild bologna.
In the woods.
A wild, yeah.
Climbing a tree, just grab it.
Ew. Just picturing a bologna with arms, and it's the worst thing I've ever thought of.
It's cute.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I would have a pet bologna. Yeah.
Gross. I had names from both of your lists on my list. Adam Jones, Joe Madden.
Adam Jones is very easy. Too easy.
But then my choice, it was just so clear to me who I wanted to pick. I wanted to pick someone, you know what I really like? Is I like a barbecue.
Mm.
And you know who likes a barbecue? Yoana Cespedes. He went to the St. Lucie County Fair, got a pig to barbecue. Like, he starts from the bottom of barbecue. He knows all the way that it goes to do a perfect barbecue. And I just can't think of anything that would be more fun. Pig roast with Yo. And then also, like, why not? Just have breakfast for dinner. He likes waffles. He likes making waffles.
He makes waffles.
He cares so much about making waffles that he has to have a specifically shaped waffle iron. That's dedication. I feel like someone who shows that much attention to their food would be a great cook. And I would definitely want to eat a meal with him.
Yeah. Yo would definitely make a good barbecue person.
Yes.
You know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. You guys can call me. It's a huge pig.
Would you invite a lot of other players to the barbecue?
Yeah.
Or just you and Yo? Or just...
I mean, I feel like, you know, you can't really have no one else there.
At a barbecue.
It's not a barbecue. You need to have a party. Bring your pinatas. You guys can come.
I'll bring the pinatas.
Bring the pinatas.
Yeah.
Ben, bring the Bachelor. It'll be the Bachelor finale, actually.
We'll do it
the
for
twins.
The Bachelor. Wow.
Yeah, the twins will be there.
This sounds amazing.
There'll be a pig roast, Yo.
Wow.
It'll all be there. It'll all be happening at one time.
Wow.
Finale of spring training, finale of the Bachelor. I don't know when the Bachelor's over. I think it's probably now. But
I think it's almost over.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what's going to happen.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah. You're all invited. Cut 4 listeners. You're all invited. Everyone can come. Just make sure to bring, like, water or something. We have not provided for them. Bring your own plates. Don't have enough. So that was it. That was our chat today. Pretty good. Pretty fruitful.
Pretty good, yeah.
So even without Dakota, even though he's on a beach somewhere.
Yes.
Ignoring you guys, listeners, of Cut 4 Cast.
Yeah, he's just not dedicated to his,
not dedicated
work right now. Yeah.
Matt flew all the way here.
I flew in from Belize, for this.
He came landing on the roof of our office from Belize.
And I'm heading right back out after this.
So who did I decide? Lost? Ben, you lost,
right?
Ben
lost, yeah.
So it's up to you now to summarize the podcast in a tweet.
One tweet, 140 characters?
Yes, you know the rules.
Yes, Ben.
Okay. All right.
Ben's off Twitter now, so he
forgot about Twitter. Yeah, you can't follow him on Twitter anymore.
I forget the rules. Is it 150?
it's 100,000 words now that you can get on Twitter.
All right, I'm not counting, but here is my tweet. Are you ready for this? All right.
So ready.
Drake and I... eating Joe Madden's sandwiches and watching The Bachelor. Hashtag sandwich life.
With a Y?
Yeah.
That's weird Twitter all the way. I will heart it, I guess.
I would heart that. That's like a sentence, you know. I don't know. It was funny. I like the hashtag. I like sandwich life.
I like sandwich life as well.
With a Y.
Yeah. That would be a good arm tattoo.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a back tattoo, actually.
A back tattoo?
Do people do that? Yeah. Do they sandwich life on the back?
Ben is getting it right now. That's why he couldn't come in. He's in the middle of getting that tattoo.
He's getting tattooed right
now. Yeah. All right, Matt, what you got?
Cespedes Bachelor Barbecue. Bring your own pig and piñatas. Hashtag fiesta.
That sounds like so much fun. I can't.
You just tried to fit as many fun words as you could in that one.
Yeah.
That's what Twitter's all about.
I really like that. Yeah.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Wait, what's your Twitter handle, Matt?
It's at mono11.
Great. I'm going to at you in my tweet.
Oh, wow.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm excited.
That's what it was. Okay. My tweet is going to be BYOP, : bring your own pinata, and meet at mono11 at hashtag spring training.
Oh, I love it.
And then everyone can come hang out
with
you.
Meet me there. Everyone meet me there.
Yeah, because I'm going to be living vicariously through you, and Ben will be living vicariously
through
you.
And the wands, too. I'll have the wands.
With the wands. Yes. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yes.
Yes. So if you guys, listeners, have better tweets, which you might.
I hope so.
This week was a mixed bag. So if you want to tweet us your own, tweet us at Cut4. We'll retweet our favorites, favorite the other ones. Comment on your various party choice words that you choose. It'll be great. If you want more from Cut4 that's not this podcast, you can check us out at www.mlb.com/Cut4. Like us on Facebook. Guess what? It's Cut4 on Twitter. We're at Cut4. I know. So much fun. Please subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe on iTunes or whatever other listening app you use. Rate us. Review us. If you have a good review, we will read it on the podcast. None this week. We know you're busy. It's spring training. But write us one. We're here. It'll be so much fun. Thanks for listening, as always. Send your good wishes to Dakota in Florida, or not.
Or don't. Don't do
or
it.
Or don't.
Yeah, who cares?
Mostly
about
Matt. Just tell Matt to have a great time with Harry Potter wands. Yes. And that was it. Matt, thanks so much for flying here all the way from the tropics.
Thank you. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
Aw, Ben, thanks so much for calling in from the wilds of Brooklyn.
Of course, you know, I'm going to go, hopefully these kids don't come to beat me up.
Everyone, wish Matt a great time in Florida and Ben's safety from the children. And I'll see you next week.